Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition, with Brian McDonald, citizen of Champaign and Ajak First Nations, Yukon, and Assistant Deputy Minister of Aboriginal Relations, Government of Yukon.
My name is Brian McDonald. I'm the Assistant Deputy Minister of Aboriginal Relations for the Yukon Government. I'm a member of the Champaign Ajak First Nation and have practiced law prior to coming to government for 17 years, during which time I focused primarily on land claim implementation and self-government.
How are you involved in modern treaties?
Principally two primary roles in my current job. One is to continue to negotiate treaties with First Nations without them, and to implement the treaties with those who we've already entered into treaties.
What is the territorial government's role in modern treaties?
The modern treaties in the Yukon are tripartite agreements between each of the 11 First Nations that have entered into them, the territorial government and the federal government. We have responsibilities over land and land management, health care, the environment, wildlife, energy mines and resource matters. It's the obligation of the government to ensure that the commitments to ensure there are the processes in place to that are identified within the treaty that we're responsible for. But it's also, I think, critical within this dynamic that we are ensuring that there is space within the governance in the Yukon to provide opportunities for First Nations to exercise their jurisdiction, and that their jurisdiction is respected and reflected in how not just the territorial government, but all governments interact within the Yukon systems.
Why are modern treaties important?
They help to recognize the rights that were affirmed in the Constitution, under Section 35 of the Constitution. The treaty helps to frame, within the context of each of the 11 First Nations here, what those rights are, and how they're going to exercise those rights, and how the government is going to respect those rights. Once you have a treaty, you don't need to spend your time constantly protecting or trying to preserve your rights, but more you spend your time advancing the fundamental pieces of your culture and your community based on those rights.
How do modern treaties impact Indigenous youth?
What I've observed in my own kids, my sons, has been, a sense of understanding of who they are. Kids get to participate in the governance systems of the First Nation. They get to see firsthand some of the decision-making processes of their government. So they see self-government in action, which is a critical component of the treaties. They've incorporated the role for young people throughout the treaty process. So there are ways in which an opportunity for people to actively participate and have a say and have a voice.